Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And it's Clint. It's Ron. You got Chris Santiago on the ones and twos. And right now, the drive is live.
The drive is live.
That's right. T-Mill, he woke up struggling today. So we had to go to the bullpen, and we had to bring good Brian Abreu out. Not bad Brian Abreu. Good Brian Abreu out of the bullpen. Chris Santiago. You hear him every night on Area 45. He is rocking and rolling with us, and we are absolutely in good hands. And we are at a jewel here in the city, here in Sugar Land at Talyards. Come on out. It is one of the best beer gardens and everything else that you would want to have out here. Bring your kids out here. Bring your family. The ladies, you want to come out with the kids, come on out and have fun. You got places to take them. The fellas, you want to come on out and drink some beers and have some good drinks, cocktails as well. Come on out and do your thing. And, Clint, as we said, man, we got plenty of prizes for you to win. All you got to do is sign your name, put it in our raffle box. You can win not one, not two, not three, but four $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. And you can also enter to win a pair of tickets to the Arizona Cardinals game coming up as well. As a parking pass will be included in that, so you ain't got to pay for parking pass, a pair of tickets as well, and enjoy yourself. So you can win, you can drink, you can have some good food, and they did ask me about something. I know it's hard to think about it. They got a mushroom pizza, Clint. That you know it's one you don't think right off the bat, but they got a mushroom pizza that is rolling. Somebody talking about free oil changes. Is that what it? Free oil change at a Tomball Ford Quick Lane? There you go. I mean, damn. We got
all kind of giveaways, huh?
Oh, Clint, free oil changes.
I'm going to tell you, I've been up to Tomball Ford, too. That damn Quick Lane they got, it's about a five-lane highway, baby. They get you in and out of that joint. It's special.
It's worth it. All right. And also, the cups. You can get a glass. The first 50 people here. If you're in the building and you haven't got one, you get a glass there. It has the Sports Radio 610 symbol on one side, as well as Payne and Pendergast. This one has the face of Payne and Pendergast on the front of it, so you could win and grab one of those. Win prizes, grab one of those. Also, you could be a part of the Ultimate Tailgate where you win a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and a pair of tickets in the suite coming up at the end of the season with the Texans. So a lot to give away here on a Football Friday here again in Sugar Land at Talliard's. Clint, this is your first time here, and I don't even think you've been able to see the whole spot yet. Maybe in one of these breaks you may have to, but these concepts are fantastic, and as I said, I've come here a lot of times with my family, and I love it around here, and you will too.
Well, look, I mean, it doesn't take long. I mean, let's be honest. These guys have done an unbelievable job from the time you pull in the parking lot to when you walk in to you sit down, the menus, the drinks, the staff is it's one of the things where, you know, you walk in, a lot of places you walk in, and hell, whether the staff is there or not, they don't make eye contact, kind of shy away from conversation, you know. It ain't one of them spots. You walk in, you greet. Hell, I had a guy singing the song that was, I can't remember which rock song. It was not CCR, by the way, but it was an old rock song.
Sorry, I don't have them.
And one of the guys that no offense, but looked like a little bartender, had a hat on backwards, had a little beard. He was a little scruffy, my man right here. But he was getting down. He was in a good mood. Maybe just makes you get right when you come in. So it's one of them spots, man. You come in, everybody's happy to be here. And it's done right, and I'm excited to spend the afternoon here, man. Hopefully we'll see a bunch of people out there, man. If you got it's a Friday afternoon, slide on through and grab you a cold beer. If you got time for one, hey, guess what? They got one for you right here.
They come do. On through. And we are inside. You can come in and come right upstairs. I know it's a hot one out there, so come on down here and cool off with, as Clint said, a cold beer or cocktails as well, as they have those available as well here at Talliard's here in Sugar Land. It is right next to I almost called them Skeeters, the Space Cowboy Stadium.
I hate that the Skeeters are gone,
man.
I
know it, man.
There's a love-hate relationship growing up here with the Skeeters, and to have a team, I mean, that was
what a name.
I mean, that had deep roots, man. The Skeeters just had, I mean, it just took me back to that backyard on Park Street where they just damn near carry you away. You know, I mean, that was some good times.
Again.
I mean, I think back, it's borderline child abuse. I mean, my mom and dad not, I mean, letting me go out there and not putting off on me every time I walked out the door, I think it was damn near child abuse, to be honest with you.
All right. Shout out again to Academy Sports and Outdoors for this Football Friday, supported by Tom Ball Ford as well. All right, Clint, some of the injury stuff, we will a little bit later on get the official injury report, but the things that have been reported up to this point, we talked about it yesterday, still no change in that. Christian Kirk, Braxton Berrios remain out for the Rams game with hamstring injuries. Christian Kirk, this could be a 1 to 2 week injury. They are more optimistic on Braxton Berrios. I did see Jalen Noel said he's prepared, as he is potentially a person that not only will have to answer the bell to one of those positions, but maybe both of those positions in the return game and as well in the slot. So that is the latest there from the injury report. We'll get the full one a little bit later. But you said something yesterday, Clint, that I think when you look at these injuries that enhances this is, hey, we're going to see how teams approach Nico Collins, and we're going to see how C.J. Stroud are able to still take advantage of their best weapon. And it is a tough thing. Now, they have dealt with this before, but it is a tough thing when your main weapon is kind of alone, right? It used to be, all right, there's Mixon, there's Tank, there's him, and now with Mixon being injured, it's clear the guy that the Rams are looking at and say we can't let beat us is Nico Collins. And I would imagine they're going to approach this like this. Now, you got to still find a way to get him involved because he is your number one weapon. But I do wonder, Clint, what Nick Caley and company are doing and thinking and how they can use Nico to kind of help make life easier for everybody else.
Well, yeah, I think there's two things from a Nick Caley perspective in this game that as fans we're looking for, right? I think number one, Nick Caley, it is a fair expectation. To go out there and score 30 points is unfair. It's not realistic. To go out there and be, flawless, it's not fair. It's not realistic. But to have a really good plan, to protect our tackles if indeed, particularly Ariante Ursary, the rookie, if indeed Jared Verse, who D'Amico Ryans is on record talking about, he's the tip of that spear. If he becomes a problem, it is on Nick Caley to fix that problem. It's not on the rookie, hey, you got to play better, hey, you got to execute this. No, it's on Nick Caley to figure out ways to keep that guy off balance. It's on Nick Caley to figure out a way to use your tight ends and your tailbacks to chip that guy, right? That's number one. Number two, to your point, and I think this has been the plan and probably the realistic plan all year long with or without Christian Kirk, is you got to find ways to creatively get the ball to Nico Collins. Bobby Slowick did it pretty consistently. That's probably the one thing that it's hard to really knock Bobby Slowick on, is that Nico was involved. Now, we also saw Bobby Slowick at times when other receivers were hurt use Nico in a way that he didn't use him every game. I think this year, with or without Christian Kirk, with or without Braxton Berrios, Nico Collins has to be used in a more versatile, more complete, a more exotic way than just, hey, you're a big X receiver that is, you know, a Mike Evans type guy, or a just your bigger bodied receiver that's a man-to-man matchup that can run the route tree. This is a game where I expect to see Ariante Ursary protected and Nico Collins used in a way that we've only seen as Texans fans a couple of times. We have seen it. I mean, Nico has proven that he can do it, and it's nasty. But but those are the two things that I think are very fair to say right now before the game tips. Nick Caley has to do those things and do it well. That is to me, that is the floor of an NFL offensive coordinator. Forget the adjustments at half and the game management and getting 10 different guys the ball and in creative ways to really suit their strengths, and forget all that. Nico Collins is the best player on this football field offensively, and it's not even close.
But that's my thing is, Clint, you would anticipate, right, if you're Nick Caley, like, all right, here, man, we got no Joe Mixon, no Christian Kirk. They got some rookies that are probably going to have to make and play a big role in this thing. Somebody just brought a cold beer by here for Clint, and we may have lost him here for a second here. But you would think that's got to be something that Nick Caley is anticipating. And my thing is, if they try like hell and just say, to hell with this, man, we're just going to do this. We're going to try to do whatever Dallas did to A.J. Brown last night. We're just going to try to take him away. That is the thing, is what's going to be the next move? What is going to be the move to be able to take advantage of that? Because I think you got to look at that as a space of not just, damn, man, what do I do? They're taking Nico away. That's got to be something you look at as an advantage to be able to get easier things for the quarterback.
Look, when we go win a Super Bowl and you've got an MVP quarterback and you've got a run attack that is probably best in the league, then we can start talking about your number one wide receiver not getting targets, right? I mean, that's a whole different animal right there. A.J. Brown not getting targets and Nico Collins not getting targets, they're on two different planets. I mean, it's not where we're at right now as an offense. And so, yeah, I think that's, again, the reason that I'm so bullish on it is because this should be the approach from jump.
Yeah.
Right? This should be the approach from jump. This shouldn't be just a reaction to Christian Kirk not being there. This should have been, the reaction from jump. And you flip on the other side of the football with the Cowboys last night and you look how CeeDee Lamb was targeted and you look how CeeDee Lamb was used.
13 targets, yeah.
Bingo. That is more in line, I think, and more fair to compare, if you will, the Nico Collins approach and what we should expect out of Nick Caley. The other thing, by the way, the third thing out of Nick Caley that I think is very, very fair to expect is the tight end usage, which we discussed at length yesterday. His forte, all of his experience coming up is coaching tight ends. I mean, we've got to get more production out of our tight ends. And more versatility and more creativity and out of our tight end unit with Nick Caley here. Those are the three things that I think, Ron, that I'm really, really bearing down on with Caley this week.
All right, as we continue, you got plenty of prizes and
Hallertal right here. Hallertal right here. It's a light lager. No big deal. Just a light lager. Just one of them off the menu up there.
I went with Daisy.
Mm.
It's a good wheat.
Daisy was
a good wheat. They could have changed the name on that there.
Yeah, but sure. It's, no, I mean, look, no, there's been. I like a little wheat. I like a little wheat. That you know, Daisy probably brings back some memories for some folks. That name of that right there.
All right, we're live here.
Nice daisies in this
Sugar Land. Larry at Stafford has just walked in the building with somebody's jersey on that's not on the team anymore. That is sad that you couldn't break out and go get you a different one. Just gonna get a Diggs jersey. He ain't even here anymore. But make your way out here. Talliers here in Sugar Land. Plenty of prizes to win. Great food, great drinks. Come on out and enjoy yourself with us. Coming up next, one part of this game that we haven't talked about and one part of the Texans' defense this year that we haven't talked a lot about. We will get into that coming up next.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talliard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here. We have taken our first Football Friday here to Sugarland at Talliards, and it is a beautiful, beautiful spot, full family use, and we are taking over the upstairs part here. So if you're on your way coming up, I see my man Thomas, Chester County, in the building. He's out here getting some work done. I hope you're supposed to be here, Thomas, because I'd have put your name and where you're from. So she know where if your ass ain't supposed to be here, Thomas, your ass in trouble. Yeah. He said, I'm running this thing.
I'm going to tell you, he may have some worries, but that ain't one of them.
There you go. And Larry and Stafford have made his way in here. The commissioner's in here. I see you, man. It's a good time being had out here, and you can make your way out here. And you can win prizes, guys, including in the 5 o'clock hour. So you got a little time, but fill your name out. Put it in our box here where you can have a chance to win our raffle here. And that is the big prize coming up, a pair of tickets for a listener to the Texans and the Cardinals game coming up. It also includes a free parking pass. This is courtesy of your Houston area Ford dealers and the free oil change at Tom Ball Ford, a proud supporting sponsor of Football Friday. So do that. Fill your name out. If you haven't done so, you need to do that. You got a chance to get some free tickets to the game and parking pass coming up against the Cardinals. So make sure you do that with a whole host of prizes you can win here today as we continue rolling here on this Football Friday. All right, Clint, I was listening to D'Amico as he spoke a couple of times this week, and we've talked a lot about the trenches, the line play, because I do think that is not only the biggest question for the Texans and us that we're going to learn, but it's also a really big factor in this game, if not the biggest factor in this game. But another one is you would think, Clint, strength versus strength, right? The Texans' corners in particular, when you look at Derek Stingley, who's an All-Pro, and Kamari Laster, who had a great rookie season against Puka Nacua, who is one of the better receivers in the league, and Devontae Adams, who has been one of the best receivers and best route runners in the last several years. Here is D'Amico talking about the importance of that matchup.
And Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams, two talented big-time playmakers. Like, they're going to find ways to get these guys to football because we know they're great with the ball in their hands. I mean, they can make you miss. They can hit explosives down the field. Everything you want from a receiving standpoint, both guys are able to do that. So for us, it's going to be a collective effort. It's not about one corner covering one guy. It's about collectively, like, how are we going to stop these guys as a defense? They're going to move guys around all over the place. So we just have to be on it. We have to make sure we're urgent with our communication, urgent with our eyes and alignments to make sure we're on it, we're dialed in of where guys align and what they're trying to do to us, how they're trying to attack us. If we play the game the right way, everybody is on it, and we'll be just fine.
All right, that's D'Amico talking about that matchup. And, Clint, we have not talked about this a lot. And I don't know that I've heard a lot of conversation about this, but, look, we know what Stingley is, right? Stingley is arguably the best corner in football. He was an All-Pro last year. He has made his way into being respected and one of the best corners in football. Kamari Laster had a great rookie season. When you look at it, if you look at the numbers, he should have been and was up there to be Defensive Rookie of the Year. But what do we get from Kamari Laster this year and starting in game one? Is this a player that is going to continue this path of, all right, year one, I was in the Defensive Rookie of the Year conversation, in year two, I build off that? Or is this one where you look at and you say, all right, we know teams aren't going to mess with Derek Stingley, and there's going to be a lot of attention there. Is this a step back in the way we kind of saw from Petrie and Stroud, or is this something where he takes the next level the way Will did and Stingley did as they continued in their career? I think that's a big thing for this season and in this game.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I don't have the answer for that. I can tell you this, though. When you look at how this defense is wired, the advantage is in the secondary in a big, big way. I mean, you have an obvious passing situation. Hell, in any passing situation, you know, you have the luxury, if you're in the secondary, of knowing that ball's got to get out. 99% of the time, that ball's got to get out quicker than most, you know, most defenses have the luxury, right? And so if you're corners, you can sit on routes, you can anticipate and jump routes, you can bank on having to cover wide receivers, you know, for 30 yards down the field, because the quarterback's not going to hold it long enough to be able to throw it 45, 50 yards down the field. Obviously there's some, you know, it happens from time to time, but big picture, play in, play out, that's the way you can play cover corner on this team. And so, I mean, it would take the pass rush not getting home the way we think it is. It would take playing that level of opponent. It would take targeting Kamari Lassiter and doing some different things, and Kamari Lassiter taking a step back for that to come to fruition. I don't see it. You never know what's going to happen, but I don't see it. The way this defense is built, the corners, not taking anything away from how Derek Stingley is legitimately one of the best corners in the league. I think Kamari Lassiter is a great corner and has a chance to kind of catapult himself into one of the better corners in this league. But let's not kid ourselves here. their job is made significantly easier because of the pass rush and the way them guys up front can hunt.
Yeah, 713-572-4610. Where do you see year two for Kamari Lassiter? Because, Clint, he is going to be challenged, right? And he is – like, and I think it's going to start Sunday. I think it's going to start Sunday that Kamari Lassiter is going to be challenged and challenged in a lot of ways. We talked about it last year, kind of surprised a little bit that he wasn't challenged more down the field. I'm talking more speed, testing him in that manner. And I think even more teams are not going to bother with that other side with Stingley. But I do like the thought of you saying that the collective of the defense will put him in the best position possible. Like he's probably going to, because of Stingley, have the chance to have help over the top. Well, he's probably going to not have to cover as long with the pass rush.
I think if we take the pass rush and how lethal our pass rush is out of the equation, right, for what it's worth, I still think Kamari Lassiter is down the list of guys that will get targeted. You take that pass rush out of the mix, you know, them middle linebackers or inside linebackers, I guess I should say, and Jalen Petrie are the guys that you got to worry about being able to hold up long enough in coverage. Kamari Lassiter is down the list, you know, for me. I don't know what's going to happen, but I would be shocked if there's any level of backslide in Kamari Lassiter's game. Yeah, I do believe that there's some truth out of the gate last year to some of the maybe the speed stuff that we talked about at length, maybe some of the stiffness in the hips, and you know, maybe D'Amico Ryans needing to schematically protect him a little bit. But as we look back on last year, the instincts that he plays the game with are undeniable, right? Whatever he lacks in the quote-unquote speed and size category, he makes up with tremendous instincts, like a crazy level of physicality, and that offsets any shortcoming if there is one. So I have zero worries about Kamari Lassiter. I think the Kamari Lassiter conversation to me, Ron, is more about one we kind of flirted with a little bit last year, not because he can't play outside corner, but because we saw D'Amico use him inside some, and you see how instinctive he is, and it's a way that if Jalen Petrie does his coverage ability becomes a problem, then I think you got an immediate answer with Kamari Lassiter inside, who plays the same level of instinct. So the Kamari Lassiter conversation is more about, do we see him put in position to impact the game more consistently and in more ways, or does he stay outside and just be an outside corner?
More on his plate. All right, coming up as we continue here from Talliards here in Sugar Land, make your way on out here. We're here till 6 o'clock. And so when you get off work on a football Friday, come on out here. Great food, great drinks, and plenty of giveaways that you can have a chance to win, including we're about to hook somebody up with a free oil change as soon as this segment ends. So get on down here as soon as possible. Coming up, did you have a problem with the Yankee manager basically being a Karen on the field last night? Did you have a problem with Aaron Boone out there saying, no, I need y'all to go see that bat. I need y'all to go look at that bat. We'll discuss that coming up next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live. Clap it up. Let me hear the folks, man. We got a good crowd out here thus far. There we go. Good crowd out here as we are live here in Sugarland at Talyard's, and it's been a great time so far. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, and you got TVs all over the place in here. We are upstairs, and there's so much. There's upstairs, there's outdoors. They've got everything that you want here at this spot. Get in here, get you some queso, get you some pizza. You can order up some food, get you some good drinks, some good beer. As they take their drink menu very, very serious here.
Hey, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the Arizona Cardinals game along with a parking pass today. So everybody here, stay plugged in, get your chance to win that ticket. But I also want to make an announcement. We're going to do this every single Friday. It's going to be the Arizona Cardinals game, which is in December, and the Colts game later in the schedule as well. So every single Friday at Football Friday, we are going to be giving away a pair of tickets along with a parking pass. So if you're here today, we greatly appreciate it. If you're out there, listen, bring your ass. If you can't come today, know that every Friday we're going to be doing that. And again, it is courtesy of all of our Houston area Ford dealers and Tom Ball Ford, proud supporting sponsor of Football Fridays. That Tom Ball Ford and all our Ford dealers are coming through strong here for the drive on Football Fridays. But every Friday, giving away tickets, that's big, man. That's with this team this year, right. We got a hell of a football team and a big season we're looking forward to. We got tickets to give away on Friday while we're drinking some cold beer and having a good time, man. So appreciate you guys coming out. Looking forward to doing that. And big shout out to, again, our Houston area Ford dealers.
And as we said, we've got plenty of giveaways today. We hooked somebody up with our first giveaway and a free oil change courtesy of our good friends at Tom Ball Ford, a proud supporting sponsor of Football Friday. So many, many more, including four $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors to go along with everything last night. Last night, the Astros took an L and lost that series to the Yankees. A disappointing performance. Our guy Yordan, back-to-back games, getting four hits. He hit a no-doubt home run early to tie it, but not a ton of help the rest of the way. They end up losing that series to the Yankees. But the big thing to come out of that game last night, Clint, was the old bat gate. Apparently, Taylor Trammell, see, this would have never happened to Chaz. Taylor Trammell, he had some questions from Aaron Boone about his bat. Joe Espada, the manager of the Astros last night, because this became such a big topic, a conversation. Aaron Boone, he asked the crew chief to take a look at Taylor Trammell's bat, and they ended up removing the bat. Here is Joe Espada giving his thoughts on the bat being confiscated.
The bat was worn out a little bit, you know, just that he uses that bat all the time, and I guess they thought it was an illegal bat. So the league wants to take a look at the bat. So I thought it was, yeah, whatever. It's.
Look at Joe. Well, I mean, what did you, like, let's be honest here. Did you see the bat?
Yeah. By the way, Major
what do we do, hit rocks with it before the game in the parking lot?
I Major League Baseball did deem it as illegal.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, they deemed it as illegal.
I mean, I don't know that he did anything illegal, but damn, what do I mean?
Did you have a problem with Aaron Boone coming out there?
I mean, I guess I missed the when I looked up the umpires were all around discussing it, and then they went to Aaron Boone and basically I guess you go to the opposing manager and say, hey man, do you care? And I guess, you know, that's kind of how it went down. I didn't see Aaron Boone initiated. I thought the umpires initiated
it's Aaron Boone initiated from the dugout.
Well, he could have. Yeah. I mean, he very well could have. But either way it goes, I don't blame him. I mean, hell, there was a spot this big on the barrel of the bat that looked like the paint had chipped off of it. And you're in the, I mean, like that's rare in the middle of a Major League Baseball game. And so, yeah, I don't have any problem with Aaron Boone, whether he initiated or
before the game.
What are we doing? I mean, you're Taylor Trammell. You ain't had enough at bats to knock the paint off your bat. I mean, what are we doing? I don't blame them if they did. That was rough.
Now, baseball, they did say it was illegal, but they said it didn't provide him with really any advantage during the game. So they just confiscated the bat.
When I first looked up, I thought, oh, here we go. We got a corked bat. I mean, when was the last time we had a corked bat in Major League Baseball?
George Brett. I mean, George
Brett.
I'm looking. I feel like the Yankees are just – they are on high alert when they're facing the Astros now, right? They're on high alert on, I know these damn dudes ain't back here cheating again.
Taylor Trammell hitting one off the wall out there. What the hell? They must know the signs or have corked bats or something.
They were pissed off. All right, they lose. They'll head to Texas to take on the Rangers. It's about to be a bigger taking on a bigger series with what the Rangers have done of late.
I mean, you mentioned in the introduction there. The most beautiful thing about this series and about of late for the Astros is Jordan Alvarez is not only back. I mean, he is hot as I've ever seen him.
Yep.
This is an absolute – talk about the absolute must for the Astros to have a real chance in the playoffs to make a run. And and I think the number one thing that they needed to accomplish was Jordan Alvarez coming back and not being the Jordan that was struggling early in the season, come back and get hot quick. And he has done that in a way that I don't ever remember seeing him this hot.
They just got to take advantage of it behind him.
Well, look, there's obviously some other guys are going to have to produce when Javier's on the mound going 4 1/3, and you know you got the bullpen that's I don't know if it's taxed or just you know doesn't have much depth, but either way it goes, they're not able to hold up. I mean, obviously, if your staff's going to give up 8 runs, then you're going to have problems. But the beauty in this thing is coming into the playoffs, 21 games left in the season, and Jordan, the biggest bat in the middle of your lineup, is on fire. And I think Pena has done enough for us to look at him and go, hey, this is real. This isn't just a flash in the pan. This dude is having a hell of a season, and this is probably more who Jeremy Pena is going to be moving forward versus what we saw in the first his first few years in the bigs. And then, you know, Correa, when he came in, it was all, what about his numbers? What about this? He's slumped. He's been inconsistent. He's been streaky. Well, I don't give a damn what the numbers say. Correa is clutch. And so all of these pieces are starting to come together. And I think we need to see that through, you know, obviously a disappointing loss.
Yeah. People are now just taking out Taylor. Taylor's hit 180. What is he doing with this thing? At one point, if I'll be honest, if it was Chaz, I'd hope Chaz would cheat. I'm at a place where I'd be
sabotaging the season.
Yeah, well, I mean, where else is he, man? He's sitting over there, pissed off across the street here in Sugar Land. I would feel, to me, if Chaz started using a cork bat, I'd feel a lot better. I would like, man, this guy's going for it, man. He's trying, like he cares about the team. Cheat, Chaz, cheat. Now he's sitting his ass over here, and you can catch Chaz right across the street here, he is destined to stay here and be a space cowboy. If you come out, you come hang out with us and go in and see Chaz, who's probably taking fly balls in the outfield right now.
I mean, Chaz, we are right next to the stadium, man. Come on through, man.
He's got to be close.
Let's talk about it, man. Let's get it off your chest right here on the drive, man. I am the king of the president of the Chaz fan club. Hell, I gave you a theme song and a nickname, and then Ron buried you with Boys to Men, but I'll take you, man. Come on in.
I did not. No, you know, Tyler buried him. Second, he buried himself, and the Astros did. But again, we do have an invitation right here. Chaz McCormick, if you want to come out here and get this off your chest, if you want to request a trade, if you want to say, please take me to the Rockies, I want out of here. We got a seat. Somewhere got a comfortable couch seat right here. Mm-hmm.
We'll move the setup.
We'll set it up for you, Chaz McCormick, right now. I know it's a football Friday, but we'll get you in here. It's got to be close. Hell with taking them fly balls. Come over here and talk to the drive and get you a corked bat. Someone did say at least Craig Kimbrell looks good. Yes. All right, as we continue here, coming up here live, Sugarland Talliards. Come in here and get you something to eat. I see people already ordering food. Food coming out, drinks coming out. It is it's going to be a good time being had here as our first Football Friday here in Sugarland at Talliards. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, so you got plenty of time to come on out and join us. All right, one question that we are going to be closer to getting answered coming up on Sunday. We'll discuss that next right here live on the drive.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to streeteasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.